The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short, in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. And we also have a voicemail service, so you can like leave us a little voicemail with your story instead of just writing out a long story. I'm fine. It's not your thing. That number is 351-207-0799. Now, there is a 3-minute limit, and if you hit that 3-minute, just call back and keep leaving those voicemails and we'll piece them together. Like, it's
we'll piece them together. Yep.
But yeah, you can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. So be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Absolutely. And as a reminder, Patreon this month, our class, because we have a monthly class every month, is going to be hosted by Chelsea, Pip, and Mizzy. And this class is going to be on using tarot for creativity. I know in the past we've had other guests that have talked about this topic, so I think having a whole class on it is going to be really interesting. That is for the library tier and up, and is going to be hosted at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as a reminder that if you join the library tier, you also get the backlog of 19 classes before this. So, and all of our articles and everything. As a reminder, because we're not going to repeat ourselves on this, the last two Coffee Talk episodes are discussing the Patreon. People ask for it. You can head back to that. It's in the title. Go back to that if you're curious what the Patreon and Discord is. That being said, because we have back-to-back Coffee Talk episodes to kind of realign ourselves with the lunar phases, Maria and I opened up questions on Instagram this week to answer for you guys. The prompt was on autumn, right? Answering questions about autumn. So that being said, Maria, do you wanna read our first question?
Oh, I sure can. So the first question is, honestly, I would love to hear about random daily activities and stuff that you both do. You guys are so interesting and fun, and you have so many mundane and witchy things that you do. And sometimes it's nice to be like, ah, they're normal too. Oh, we're very normal.
I'm not normal. I'm literally an ethereal goddess. So I don't know what you're talking about. I've never done anything
wrong
in my
life. I'm so sorry, Supreme. Don't strike me down.
I actually was, I posted on Threads yesterday. Maybe I was talking to somebody. I don't know. But I was saying how I just, there's something going on in the air right now astrologically that I've been a massive butthole. I know I have. Other people have been too. Something's going on. I don't know what it is. I did look at the current like astrology calendar and I can't see what it is, but I'm also not an astrologist. So I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but everybody's been kind of a butthole. Myself included. So hashtag normal.
That's so weird. I haven't experienced anything like that whatsoever. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it feels very retrograde-y, Mercury retrograde. We're not in Mercury retrograde because it feels like communication is like at an all-time low, including things like reading comprehension and perception of people's tones, etc.
Yeah.
Which is giving retrograde, right? But it's not. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
I don't know. Things are always weird in the stars. I'm sure something is like pinging one of your planets and other people's planets.
But I'm like literally perfect. So I will never forget. An astrologer once told me, because I am a Cancer moon and a Leo, a Cancer sun and a Leo moon. Mm-hmm. And somebody once told me that that was like the perfect balance. And I was like, so you're saying I'm flawless? That is so true. I'm really glad that we brought that up.
That's like such a Leo moon thing to say.
I don't know what you're getting at by that. Sorry, I'm like way getting off track.
Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, let's go back.
Sorry.
So, yeah, what are some of your daily activities, magical or otherwise? Like your routine, your typical routine.
So one time recently, Frank and I actually discussed if we had to write out, because we were watching Wife Swap, okay? Mm-hmm. And the prompt that we like led us to talk was, if you were doing Wife Swap or like Partner Swap, they give the other parent, like the person they're swapping with, a breakdown of what their day looks like from like minute to minute. What does it look like? So they can replicate it, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually just talked about this with my husband. And one, it would be that I get my kids up first thing in the morning and we get them dressed. But then I focus my day, like I set the tone magically in my day with coffee. Mm-hmm. Like with what I add to the coffee, the intention for the day, what are we drawing in? And if I do absolutely nothing else, like spiritually in the day, I've done that with my coffee in the morning by adding like ground herbs to the coffee to like give it a boost. Mm-hmm. Or I'll put like medicinal mushrooms for grounding in it. Which I know that is not everybody's thing, but I find it to be very grounding. Or I'll put like cinnamon in it if like I've had a really bad like work week and I'm trying to like draw in some money, because you know I'm self-employed, so if I'm not working, I'm not making money.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sets the tone for my entire day. And then I try to do at least one thing with my kids that is aligned like magically. That is also fun, because I think that children are naturally witchy. They just are. They're naturally more spiritual. They're naturally more like open to like the other. And so we either like we'll bake something together, or we'll go in the yard and we'll make yard potions. And I try to let my 3-year-old lead that. So like, mm-hmm. What are we doing? What's our goal here? And I just kind of ask a lot of not encouraging necessarily, but like leading questions. So that way he's kind of directing where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes total sense.
I try to do that every day. If I'm being really honest, it's probably like 4 to 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. The goal is every day, but mm-hmm. I'm also very much so a mother. And in being a mother, mm-hmm. some days are not as good as others. I also do try to do at least one tarot reading a day a week that is like forecast heavy. So like if I'm having a really hard time, I might do it more than the week, like once a week. Mm-hmm. But like on Sundays, I like to sit down and kind of just pull cards for my week ahead. Mm-hmm. So that way, I don't know, I can kind of give myself some prior planning preparation.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So I would say that this entire year has been an absolute disaster for me health-wise, and it's gotten away of like my normal routine most of the time. I mean, it's gotten better lately, but typically wake up in the morning, I right away have some coffee and some breakfast. But I do always, like, just like Robin, I say my intentions over coffee and stuff, leave some for my guides. And if I'm feeling up to it, it all depends on how bad the, like, brain fog is. If it's kicked because of the coffee, I'll go ahead and pull some cards for me for the day. Actually, I pull out my deck, like, a lot during the day just to, like, ask random questions and stuff like that. I mean, you know,
yeah. What you have. I also have a work deck versus a personal deck. Like, I have a deck that is dedicated to my hotline job because the mm-hmm. vibes are not great there. And I burn that deck, like, annually. Like, you know when you, like, when you're done with a flag and you, like, fold it a special way and you, like, mm-hmm. burn the flag? That's me with a tarot deck annually because the vibes yeah. are not good.
Yeah. I have specific decks that are just for me. And then I have decks that I also use, but I also use on my clients. But obviously mm-hmm. my decks are a little bit more special because they're just for me and I don't want anyone else's energy touching it. But yeah. But I don't, like, a lot of my day revolves around getting work done, speaking to clients, emailing back clients, getting all that situated and done. And then I do spend at least, oh no, probably an hour a day, like, just tidying up and cleaning. And I always do that, like, with intention and purpose when mm-hmm. I clean, because, I mean, it makes sense. And I try to always, like, smoke cleanse a house after I'm done, like, doing a little tidy. I just feel like it's helpful to, like, remove some of the, like, stagnant energy or anything that's, like, lingering or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm more of an active spell doer at night. So if there's any like spell that I think I need to do or get done, I wait for the witchling to go to bed. Because we have like this whole family time between like dinner and when they go to bed. It's just, we make sure to prioritize each other yeah. and catch up with each other. But they go to sleep about 10. And then like I have a couple hours to be like, okay, what am I going to do? Let's see here. So I like do my spell work then.
The fact that you stay up that late makes me like me, a mom with children under 5.
I'm like, hey, I was there in the trenches once upon a time.
I'm like, it's only 8 o'clock. Is that too early to go to bed?
Don't worry. When they hit their teens, you'll get a bunch of new things to deal with. But the sleeping in and going to bed is pretty nice. 10 out of 10.
I would love to do that. What's that like?
It's amazing. But I also do try to get in like a little walk every single day and go on a walk and go, like, there's this little nature-ish area that is near my home that I like to go to and just, like, kind of, like, check in with how the earth is doing around my abode and just seeing if there's any new native plants that pop up and just, you know, just spending some time with Mama Earth away from my phone, technology, and my to-do list. But, yeah. That's basically the typical day if I'm not like spread out on the couch, like completely miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say too that we do cleansing sprays. I forgot about that because we have the littles. Smoke cleansing has become less of a routine in my house, especially when we can't open the windows. Like right now, it's been way too hot that we've got air conditioning on. Mm-hmm. And then when it's too cold, we can't open the windows. So we have like just like that pocket in autumn and that pocket in spring to do that when it's like cool enough, but also warm enough. So we do a lot of spray cleansing and my 3-year-old has gotten into doing spray cleansing as well, which is, I think, is again, very sweet. So I forgot to mention that part.
No, that's so cute.
Also, my mop water always has Florida water and pine salt in it, which is also a cleansing thing. And I do that every day. So, because again, I have a 3-year-old. Yeah. And the messes that are made are crazy.
Yeah, I've gotten into the routine of using pine straw, too, when I wipe down the floors and things like that. Yeah, I always like the little spray cleansing bottles and how you can make them for little so they can like spray away monsters and stuff like that. Yep. Or like the
we've recently gotten into ghosts being scary and that we're very afraid of ghosts, and that is directly from the Luigi Haunted Mansion game, not because of actual ghosts.
No!
That my mother has been playing with the eldest, and so we made a ghost spray for that, but I did put all the right correspondences in it, and just in case it wasn't pretend.
Such a good mama. Such a good mama.
What can
mama.
I say? all right, so our next question is, how are we battling the sad when it's dark all day? Seasonal affective disorder, fall back time change throws me into a pitiful dark hole. I've got no tips for this because I am seasonally affected by the sun. So I thrive when it's dark out by 5 o'clock and it's raining. So, like, I unfortunately have no tips for this because all my seasonal effectiveness is like, oh, it's sunny, it's hot, I don't want to go outside, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I want anyone to touch me or be near me, it's mm-hmm. too hot to live. So, mm-hmm. you've got tips for this one.
No, I'm pretty much the same as you. I love when it gets dark and it's dark most of the time. I turn on, like, all my twinkle lights and stuff, even if it's, like, now. Like, I literally have my Halloween tree going behind me because it's cloudy out and my kitchen string lights on. But, so after January and after the holidays, I do tend to struggle a lot with my mood just because... You know, it's that after the holiday rush, like when everything is like, oh, well, crap, back to real life and waiting for things to be excited about. But I always find for myself, like making sure I get outside as much as possible and just going and touching grass, getting some sun. Like if the sun is out, I'm out. Like it doesn't matter if I'm not in the mood or not. Like I'm out there because I feel like it's so important to get as much vitamin D as possible because I know that can affect sad a lot. So, you know, of course, you know, make sure you're taking your pills, make sure you're taking your vitamins.
I was gonna say,
during the winter.
The average Western person is deficient to some degree in B12 and vitamin D. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying that you are deficient, but what I'm saying is it is worthwhile to make sure that you're taking your vitamins, that you're getting an efficient supply of those two things, because they both help serotonin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But... Especially if you are on SSRIs already. You definitely mm-hmm. need to be getting your protein, your sodium, your vitamin D, and your vitamin Bs, all of the Bs. Not just B12.
Yeah.
Take your multivitamin, guys. It's really good for you.
Yeah. Honestly, I think having the annual, you know, doctor appointment and blood work is a good thing to do.
I agree.
In winter, especially.
Also, if you are somebody with a uterus, it is also worthwhile to get your hormones checked because mm-hmm. PMDD can contribute to the SADs. And if you are somebody whose hormones are out of whack, you're more likely to have PMDD. So consider it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. You ready for our next question?
I sure am.
Okay. So with the colder months, hopefully coming soon, what are your favorite recipes for fall? What are yours?
Oh my gosh, my list is so long. So first of all, I recently discovered, I got it off Instagram, actually. It was like a pork belly and cabbage soup thing. It's like a Japanese, it's like you do like layered cabbage and like thin sliced pork belly. And for those who are wondering, because I know this got brought up in the Discord recently, I have been vegan for a very, very long time, but when I had my child, my latest child, I had some serious health issues. And so I am eating animal proteins presently. Mm-hmm. It's a temporary thing. Okay. So just to answer that question, you didn't imagine it. I haven't been for like forever and I am going through a temporary thing of eating animal proteins. That being said, it's like layered pork belly and cabbage with like a miso, soy sauce, ginger broth. And it was so good that I'm going to make it a million times this cold months. But in terms of like witchy, like recipes for autumn, I'm a huge fan of pot pies because you can put, first of all, the correspondence of pot pies are very cozy, very grounding, and you can add a lot of stuff in there that is like protective for the home, keeping your like energy is calm and jovial and happy. You can also make it a prosperity pot pie. Mm-hmm. But you can also use pot pies to carve sigils into the holes of the top. You can cut sigils out of little, like little shapes and carve them into that at the top for decoration. Pot pies, mm-hmm. I think, are like the most versatile warm food for kitchen witchery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
So, yeah, pot pie, 10 out of 10. I do, like, all of last year, like, I was perfecting my pot pie recipe. So I'm going to continue that this year. And so for mine, I do add the same ingredients every time. But every time I make pot pie, I just think about like comforting my family and then like, you know, all the love that goes into making pot pie, because it is a, when you're doing it from scratch, it is a, you know, it's a process.
It's a process.
It's a process. And then I also like to make like a, it's like a chicken stew. And in that one, that one I direct it towards like happiness and things along that nature. And I also like to make chili a lot this year. And I like to make my prosperity chili, you know, with my little pinch of cinnamon in it. And then I do a lot of like, okay, so the autumn equinox is coming, which means I'm going to make a huge feast for my family. And I think we're going to try and invite some friends over this year too. It just all depends on how I'm feeling. But inviting some friends over, and I just like the whole like ritual of like making all that food and just sitting around the table and just enjoying it and enjoying, you know, being together and the conversations mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yeah. I love hosting, so that's gonna be, it's gonna be awesome.
I really enjoy the, I'm gonna call it the art, but the art of doing get-togethers like that where you leave places at the table for those who aren't with us anymore. I forget what they're called.
Dumb supper.
I really like doing that, but I don't like doing silent ones. I think that that's no. I don't know. I'm very pro celebrating and with the dead. So mm-hmm. I think there's a real art to it.
mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy doing that this time of year as well. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, we typically do that, you know, around, you know, All Hallows Eve. And
yeah, but I'm a big believer that the second half of the year, the dark half of the year, it's like open for this all of the time. Mm-hmm. So I try to do it like once a month.
No, that's cute. I like that.
I think it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think setting up like even just having like an altar set up for guides during like the dark part of the year is so important. A lot of ancestor work this part of the year.
Which, speaking of, we've had a request to do ancestor work and ancestral veneration for the Patreon as an article. So I am working on that presently, but it will probably take me all month to get it done because I'm trying to make it really concise. So for those of you who are interested, it should be on Patreon by the end of this month. So
yeah, and there's actually going to be some stuff in it in my autumn article too that is coming out in a couple weeks, because I'm making sure like I cover everything for autumn, and
kind of like where I'm at with the ancestral veneration. I'm trying to make it as like thorough as possible, and so because mm-hmm. I don't think it's limited to this time of the year, but you know, I'm still trying to cater it to this time of the year.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, this is when, you know, a lot of different cultures and stuff like that start doing stuff for their ancestors and guides. And even in winter, like we don't really talk about it anymore, but with like the, you know, Victorian ghost stories and stuff like that, like you know, spirits like are heavy, like not just in autumn, but even like past autumn, like heading it towards spring. But yeah, it's not just limited to like 1 month out of the year, like, you know, some people tend to think. Obviously you can work with spirits anytime, but
yeah,
more so around this time. But yep. Going off that question, do you have any kitchen witch tips that you have when you're working with
One, I started this practice, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago. There was a like brief moment on the on the internet when people were making like wooden spoons that they had like wood engraved, like use wood burners to put like pretty symbols on or like witchy symbols on. And I got a really nice wooden spoon, like one of those ones that like is like will last you forever. And my uncle has a CNC machine. And I had him CNC onto the wooden spoon sigils I made that are specific for different, I don't know, what are they called? Like intentions? I don't know why I struggled to find that word for a moment. Anyway, and so when I'm doing specific types of kitchen witchery that involves a specific intention, I will utilize those spoons to like further my correspondence. And I think, I don't know, I think it's such a simple way to like kind of, I don't know, focus your intention because you're stirring that intention into it and it just kind of like realigns the correspondence, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
So, like, I think a lot of kitchen witches find it difficult to make an entire recipe into a spell. Like, you would have to make sure all the ingredients have the same correspondences.
But, and, like, what a boring recipe.
Yeah, exactly. And I recommend in those type of things, I concentrate on singular ingredients sometimes, or just a couple ingredients. And those are the things I'm putting my intentions and stuff towards. Like, if I'm making something with onions in it, and I want to do, like, an emotional release type of a recipe, I would cut the onions, allow myself to, you know, like the onions to burn my eyes so I can cry, like the whole emotion, like it does provoke an emotional release. And I'll add that to like something that's super comforting, that like, you know, that's, do all the ingredients correspond to comfort? No, but do they comfort my belly and my soul when I eat it? Yes. So, and then if like, I want to work with, let's say, parsley for health, like I will just make sure that before I add it, that I'm doing it for with intention. And I don't like get hung up on, you know, other ingredients that don't match that correspondence. Because as Robin said, that would be so boring. So boring.
And I also think too, when you are in adding ingredients that are specific to a correspondence that you are trying to channel, I think holding those herbs in your hand, like the singular ones, like kind of you just described, kind of taking like your eyes closed in a quiet meditative moment of like channeling what that intention is before you add it, is really simple, and it's not something that has to be this big ritual practice where
you're not at all. Kitchen witchery is a simple, beautiful art.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever once done like a incantation over a spell, like a kitchen witchery dinner. I know some people do, but I never have.
Very rarely. Most of it is just, as I said, like, just as you said, actually, like, kind of holding the ingredients for a second, envisioning what I want for it to do for me and putting it to the food.
It's so simple.
It is.
Oh,
it
really and is. I will just add, for me personally, I have recently gotten into protection pickles. Have you tried that?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, I need you to think about it, okay? One, I'm not a vinegar pickle girl. I'm a brine pickle girly. Okay, I like a salty, briny pickle. salt, purification, peppers, protection, dill, protection, like garlic, cleansing and protection.
Oh,
are we about to have some freaking protection pickles, baby? Yes, we are. And so this is a protection pickle household because gorgeous, gorgeous girls are pickle girls, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm a brine pickle girly, and somebody said it, like, I think they were trying to make it as like a joke, but I was like, no, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. I love making quick brine, like vegetables, like not just pickles, but I'll like plop in like green beans, carrots, peppers.
Red onions.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, this is
yum.
This has got to be the autumn of pickling. Okay. We're pickling our autumn and we're making those pickles protected.
Yes. Yes. Great. Now, Robin, now I'm going to have to make pickles with intentions.
Vinegar is more grounding than protection. Mm-hmm. So you can mm-hmm. do vinegar pickles. They're not as good. They're just not. And if you're a bread and butter pickle person,
I think there's something pickles. Wrong. I don't discriminate. I love them all.
I discriminate. Like,
just give them to me all.
Sweet pickles are so gross.
I love sweet pickles. So good. Sweet pickles with some onions.
I'm really glad everybody's listening to this episode because this is the first time Marie and I are going to have the fist fight. Sad, but it was bound to happen eventually. Sweet pickles are so nasty. You're crazy. I also just made sourdough discard crackers that were protective as well. I shared it in the Discord. I am going to write that up, and I will do it along with a pickle recipe. We can, for those of you who have sourdough starter, and for those of you who like pickles, it will be one article. We're going to call it our fermented protection recipes.
Everyone's going to have the best for our gut health.
Your gut flora so matters, funny. Everyone. Please take care of it.
Yeah. Agree.
Well, that's all of our questions.
That was all of our questions. Those were fun questions.
Thank you guys so much for sending them. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this week. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms, or you can shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. All of this is in the caption. Tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear. And this month, we are focusing on ghost stories for the Coffee Talk moving forward. So get ready for a spooky 2 months.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we can share your articles, or where we share articles, not your guys' articles. Special Part 2 exclusive episode, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord full of fun events. So yeah, come join us. Come hang out.
Yeah. But again, if you're like, what the heck is that? The last two Coffee Talk episodes are about that. We're not going to keep repeating it because people who know what it is are sick of it. And that's fine. They're allowed to be. So anyway, thank you all so much for joining us. Bye.
Bye.